Sportsline rolls along here on a Thursday. Coming up, Dave Petromala, the head lacrosse coach at Johns Hopkins. They have Duke on Sunday in the NCAA tournament. The Blue Jays trying to get back to the Final Four. Raku Bako from Masson around 7:20 tonight, and then Orioles and Royals, first of four in Kansas City, Missouri. But joining us right now, the Ravens beat writer for the Baltimore Sun, Mr. Jeff Zeribek. Jay-Z, how are you?
Good, Brett. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Finally, some Ravens will be practicing here.
Yeah, it's a lot of talk, a lot of speculation about the draft, and this is sort of the next step. It'll be nice to watch some of these guys on the field, and start to see what they can do.
And right now the Ravens are signing picks left and right, Jay-Z. That's really changed. That part of this process has changed. There's no holdouts. It just gets done.
Yeah, and that's the right way to do it. You know, there's been a lot of complaints about the off-season schedule, how it doesn't allow teams to have, enough time with their players, and, you know, how it's not just conducive to developing guys. But this has been a great change, you know, the whole slotting system and the fact that, you know, look, you can hold out all you want. You're going to get it. This is what you're going to get. This is what the guy before you got. This is what the guy after you got. So there's no purpose to hold out, and any agent knows that. So these kids are getting in camp, not missing any meetings, not missing any practices. Reporters are enjoying it a lot more because they're not covering holdouts for months. So, this has been a great change. And I guess the Ravens are 4 of 9 wrapped up. I don't think it'll be too long before all 9 are under contract.
Jeff, take us through the schedule in the upcoming weeks and months before training camp here.
Well, this week is a 3-day, rookie mini camp over the weekend where they get on the field. However, most of the rookies have been all there already. You know, they've been at the building since Monday, going through meetings, getting on the field a little for some light workouts, nothing really practice regimented or anything like that. So this 3-day mini camp will kind of be the more of a practice format where, they're all on the field. Then, they'll be staying around and they'll be in the workout programs and all that. OTAs start, not next week, the week following. And that's three days a week, one of them will be open to media, and that's a 3-week process. So they'll have three-day OTAs. And then the next following week, when those are all over, you'll go to the mandatory mini camp where, as you said, veterans, rookies, they all have to be there. Nothing voluntary about it. So that'll sort of set the stage for a couple-week break, and then we'll be right at training camp real quick.
Amazing. And amazing you memorized that entire schedule at the top of your head there.
Well, I'm a man about town, Brett. I like to know my schedule. I like to know when and where I can go and do things. So, Brett, most of these players have already been in the building. I mean, these guys like Torrey Smith and Jimmy Smith and, list goes on and on, have been in the building working out pretty much every day. So for them, really the only change is getting on the field a little bit.
Jeff, I had Torrey Smith on last week before the draft on 98 Rock talking about his contract status. He's entering the final year of his rookie contract, as is Jimmy Smith. And there was a sense that the club might get serious once the dust settles on this draft about extending those two. Any sense of that at all right now?
I don't get the sense anything is hot, but I think that's going to get done. I would be a little surprised if that's not done before the start of the season. I say that for a couple of reasons. One, both sides want this to happen. Torrey Smith is sort of rare for a player. He's been out front saying, I don't want to go anywhere. This is where I want to be. Let's just work it out. I mean, it's pretty rare. He's not even really negotiating through the media saying, you know what, I'll see what's out there, and if the Ravens make me a good offer. No, he's not saying any of that. He's saying, I want to be there. Second part is Drew Rosenhaus, his agent. You know, he's known for doing deals like this. He's not like, how Scott Boras has the reputation where he wants his players to go to free agency. This isn't Drew Rosenhaus. Drew Rosenhaus signs a lot of guys early.
Interesting.
He usually gets deals done. I mean, Drew Rosenhaus just got Joe Hayden's deal done. So I assume at some point this offseason, Hayden's deal's done for Drew.
I think we've lost Jeff for a little bit here. Let's see if we can recapture Jeff Zeribek making a big point there about the difference of Drew Rosenhaus to Scott Boras. Yeah, Rosenhaus, I think in football you have to be far more practical thinking about the future of your player when injuries in that sport are far more prevalent than they are in baseball. So Drew Rosenhaus has to think about negotiating a deal before free agency, because anything could really happen to you on a football field tomorrow, although that does happen in baseball too, i.e. Matt Wieters, who did not want to really play let's make a deal this past offseason with the Orioles, despite their willingness, it seemed, to strike a deal. At least, I guess Matt was holding out for a lot more money. But Jeff, you're back on the show now, and you were talking about the difference between Rosenhaus and Boras. And Rosenhaus is far more practical and pragmatic, I guess, because his sport, you almost have to be. You can't play that game of chicken and Russian roulette with your clients.
Yeah, and that's not, you know, as I said, both sides have made it clear this is what they want. Rosenhaus just got a deal like this done for Joe Hayden, who's obviously going to be making a little more money than Torrey is. But Torrey Smith has said repeatedly this is where he wants to be. The Ravens want to get it done. I think in a couple weeks, when some certain stuff calms down a little, Pat Moriarty and Drew Rosenhaus will sit down and sort of hammer this out. Torrey Smith, everything that's right about the Ravens on and off the field.
I mean, totally
he loves
agree.
Being here. He's made this his home. He's a class act, and he's improved every year. He's exactly the guy you want to take care of. So, and he's the leader of this receiving group going forward. I mean, Steve Smith may only be here for a year or two. This is Torrey Smith is the leader in that meeting room, and he's going to get what he deserves.
Final question, Jeff. You've had a couple of days to look back and digest the Ravens draft. What do you think?
I thought they did okay. You know, Brett, I gave them a C+, which I took to saying they did okay. You know, nothing outstanding or nothing disappointing. The only thing is I would have, you know, you could say, well, the tackles went early, so okay. So maybe it's hard. It is really hard to get a tackle from where they were drafting. But they didn't get a cornerback either, and those are the two positions that really concerned me. Cornerback there really thin. I mean, I don't know that, you know, Chucky Brown as a 3 and Asa Jackson as a 4, that's a little bit concerning, but they don't even have anyone behind them other than undrafted free agents now. So that's the position I would have liked to really see them upgrade in, a day 2 pick perhaps. But they didn't get it done. I think Mosley's an immediate starter. I think Terrence Brooks is an immediate starter. And I think one of these other defensive ends or defensive tackles will play immediately. So they say if you come out with any draft with 2 or 3 starters, you're doing damn well for yourself. So I think in the end, you know, I don't like evaluating drafts now. I mean, I think you have to wait 2 or 3 years. But I think in the end, they'll be pretty satisfied with what they get from this draft class. And I love the Mosley pick. I didn't understand why people were a little down on it. You had an inside linebacker that's a 3-down player, and again, NFL ready, can come in and play immediately. You can't turn that down.
Known tough grader, Jeff Zrebeck. You need to talk to your friend Peter Schmuck. I don't know if you guys value C-pluses the same.
Schmuck wants to be loved, as we all know, and just, would rather be loved than respected, Brett. So we all know that. So I just try to call him how I see him, and he tries to cozy up the players. I mean, that's pretty much the difference.
Hey, Peter might or may not be listening, but Jeff Zrebeck, it doesn't matter. I love your honesty, as always. Ravens beat writer for The Sun, Jay-Z, thank you so much.
Thank you, Brett. Take care. Have a good night.
Oh, Jeff Zrebeck, amazing as always.